Dearest 2016-2017 Dallas Cowboys, you are a beautiful flower. Not a flower whose seed was sown intentionally, yet there you were. A wildflower, some might say. For it wasn't by intelligent design that you came to us, but by winds of luck and divine mercy carrying its precious little dak seed into our hard and barren soil. And as that little dak penetrated our trusting and willing surface, it brought forth life and promise. What does one think of when he or she hears of the Dallas Cowboys? Some say America's team, and some say overrated. Some revel in basking in the past and former glories of that great empire, while others jeer and cast them out. As for me, I liken these Dallas football Cowboys unto the Hebrew people. Just as in the days of old when Moses set forth to lead the Hebrew people out of bondage unto the promised land, so came Tony Romo as our Moses to lead this chosen people back to that which was rightfully ours, another championship. For years we toiled in the desert behind false prophet quarterbacks such as Quincy Carter, Anthony Wright, Ryan Leaf, Chad Hutchison, Quincy freaking Carter again, Vinny Testaverde, and Drew Bledsoe, all before a boy from humble beginnings came to lead us out of bondage, a boy named Antonio Ramiro Romo.
That's my quarterback, man.
What followed was unlike anything any cowboy I had seen for a decade. Prancing and dancing, dashing and daring, number 9 began to carry this team to heights we hadn't seen for years, bringing hope for all to see. But in the camp, we were thirsty for a championship, just as the Hebrew children were thirsty in the desert. You see, the Lord instructed Moses to speak to a rock in the desert and promised that out of that rock would flow water to replenish his people. But Moses disobeyed and struck the rock out of anger. The Lord honored his promise by providing water from the rock for the people, but punished Moses. Moses, though leading the chosen people out of bondage to the promised land, would not himself be allowed to enter the promised land because of his disobedience. And just like that rock to Moses, came Jessica Simpson and Carrie Underwood to Tony. Instead of just speaking to this rocks, as the Lord intended, Tony tapped these rocks. Tony tapped those bleach blonde voluptuous rocks real good. And because of it, was cursed. Because of that, Tony could never enter into the promised land, and football God brought unto us his people, Dakota Rain Prescott, our Joshua. He gave unto us commandments on a repetitive ginger tablet in the form of Jason Garrett. The commandments read as follows. Thou shalt not stray from the process. Thou shalt take each situation day by day. Thou shalt be the best version of thyself. Thou shalt stack good days on top of good days. Thou shalt trust thy offensive line. Thou shalt control the ball as long as humanly possible because thy defense kinda sucks and you don't want those guys on the field. And finally, thou shalt hand the ball to Ezekiel Elliott. Thou shalt hand it to him a lot. It was withholding these commandments that these Dak Prescott Cowboys began a campaign unprecedented by any rookie before. After suffering a loss in their first contest, they forged forward for a brilliant 13-3 record season, matching the greatest win-loss regular season record for any Cowboys team in history, putting them at the forefront of all NFC contenders until that fateful day with the Green Bay Packers. The Packers came to Dallas to keep them from the promised land, led by Aaron Rodgers, who had seemingly sold his soul to the devil in exchange for unhuman abilities to throw perfect passes at all times. The Cowboys fell behind quickly, 21-3, and all hope seemed lost. That day they broke the football God's third commandment, thou shalt be the best version of thyself. Whoops. But our Joshua, Dak Prescott, rose up and battled back against our cheesehead foes, and with the valiant help of the ex, Mr. Dez Bryant, they tied the game at 31 with 30 seconds remaining. At that point, as if Satan himself manifested in Aaron Rodgers with all of hell's power and fury in that right arm, he cast a dart right through our Cowboys' hearts. a perfect pass across his body that only a man possessed could deliver. And then that Mason Crosby buried our season with a 52-yard field goal. That bastard. So here we are, back to wander in the desert. But we have one thing. We have that precious little wildflower given to us like manna from heaven. We have hope. We have Dakota Rain Prescott. And as long as there is hope, there is a dream. So dream big, Cowboys Nation, and march on, for the end is near. Your promised land awaits.